You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/218. And now, let's get to the episode.
How I create 1 month of content from just one or two guest appearances on podcasts. And what I mean by that is we're able to take the recording of me answering questions as a guest on a podcast and turn it into content that's consumable on multiple platforms and multiple formats. What we're able to do in this process I'll talk you through, which is really, really simple and doesn't require any tech skills, is you're able to take the answers to the questions you're asked. And by the way, I don't know about you, I find it really difficult on camera. And when I was learning to do camera, it was a really, really difficult skill. And I think even now you watch some movies and you can feel who's more natural on camera and who's not. You watch certain news anchors, some of them you feel completely comfortable with, and some of them they feel a bit jittery and awkward. And that's because speaking to a camera is a refined skill. It can take years and years of practice sometimes. And people tell me all the time, oh, I'm just not good on camera. But I think we can all agree it's a lot easier to speak to a human being than it is a camera. And what I found in the process of building up my online content and building up my audience and building up the ability to get the time, focus, and energy of my target market is that when I speak to another human being, my content came across a lot more natural than it did when I spoke to a camera. And what better format is there of speaking to another human being when you get interviewed by somebody and they ask you great questions? And building on that, sometimes they ask you questions that you hadn't even thought of. So you go on these podcasts, you're like, what a great question. This really allows me to showcase my expertise, my knowledge, and help my clients solve a problem. And I used to think, I really wish I could take this and turn it into content because I'm just so natural and it's just great. So I'll show you how to do it that in this video. And also, it allows you to take these answers and put them on multiple platforms. So we're using whatever's in vogue. I mean, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, they all have different formats. It's really, really easy to do it. And you don't even need to have any coding or technology expertise because it's really, really simple to do the way that I'll show you to do it today. Because when I started doing this, I didn't really have the budget to hire a video editor. In fact, I'm speaking to you today from Florida. This is Florida. I'm from the United Kingdom. I spent a decade in Colombia. And when we moved to Florida last year, it was really, really expensive. And we didn't have a lot of budget to have video editors, audio editors. I didn't have time to do anything really. Speed was the name of the game. And I needed to get my content in front of somebody as quickly as possible and build that audience. And that required me to really, really have a process to get one interview or two interviews onto multiple platforms, distribute it, and do it really quickly without adding an extra layer of cost and without going to a virtual assistant. And when I went to a virtual assistant, by the way, I'd send them the content. I was like, that's not quite right. That's not the bit I like. And we all know better than anybody which is the type of content that resonates with our audience. So without further ado, let's jump into the process, which obviously involves Podmatch. Podmatch was a game changer for me. When I came into the US, we signed up for it and we were able to quickly get on loads and loads and loads of podcasts. And I quickly found lots of similarities in the questions I was being asked. So I actually got good at answering the questions, delivering my stories. And so I was like, I need to capture this. So what I started doing is I started asking the podcast host at the beginning of the podcast, look, by the way, is it okay if I record this and use the content for my own social media posts? And what I found is overwhelmingly the answer was yes. I don't have a statistical number on that, but it certainly feels like 99% of the time people just said yes. And I also said as well, by the way, is it all right if I record this? And obviously I'll be promoting your podcast on my social media, but it's all right if I just take some of the clips of me and repurpose them on other platforms. And everyone was like, yeah, go for it. And so what I then did is if I was able to record it on Zoom, I would do it on Zoom. If I was unable to record it on Zoom, I would use very simple screen recording software. There's a ton of them out there. Loom is one of them. You can even use various different ones on your Mac or your PC. It doesn't really matter. It's really simple to do, and they will capture what you say. So they won't always capture the host asking questions, but they'll capture what you say, and that's enough. That's enough to get the answer. So what I would do is I would then do that. And here's a pro tip. Sometimes if you're using a really high quality camera, I'm looking at the camera now, my monitor's here. So when I look at the screen, which I really need to do to make eye contact with the guest, the camera's filming me here. Not a problem. This is actually a shot that works really well. It's kind of like a third person perspective. And when there's a third person perspective, I actually found that those posts performs better on social media. It provides this kind of layer of authority that you're being filmed by somebody else. So that works really well. So connect that up. And even if you don't have the camera connected to the computer, just put a memory card in it and record the audio. We won't go deep on the tech setup now. It doesn't really matter. You could just have your phone here recording it. And I've done that in the past before we actually got all our gear over from Colombia. We actually recorded it with a phone on a very basic tripod, and it's really, really simple to do. So that's phase one, get the recording. What is phase two? Phase two is to use a piece of a video editing software. There's a load of them out there. You can use Loom. You can use, the one I like to use is Descript, Delta Echo, Script, as in movie script. I don't know how to say it. At the time of watching this, there'll be a load of it out there because this kind of area is really, really growing and really developing. But I'll tell you why I like Descript. Because what Descript does is when you take the recording, you just put it onto a computer, you load it into the software. Really, really simple to do. I'm not going to share my screen and do it now because it's just that simple. But what it will do is it will transcribe the recording. What do I mean by transcribe? It turns your video and audio into a transcription. And then here's the great thing, which means you can really, really do this quickly. You can then edit the transcription, and it will edit the video. That means if you remove a sentence from the transcription, you highlight it, it will then remove that content from the video and audio. So all you need to do is literally highlight one of your answers. You then go clip to composition. That just means it, and you highlight that paragraph of text and it creates a brand new video. So you can highlight every single answer you did and it creates a new video. And then you can just literally click to add a title to that video, because here's another pro tip. The people watching this content will not have the benefit of the context of the interview, i.e. they will not know the question that was being asked. So typical question, let's just put a question out there. Hi, Marie, what's the number one mistake people make when they're trying to divorce their partner amicably and on a way that doesn't disrupt the relationship? This is an example we did with a marriage coach. You would just add the question, number one mistake when getting divorced, at the top. And then you have the answer to the question, because the podcast host will ask you the question. That becomes a headline. You know, even if you think about the headlines, the video content has been clipped out of this. And you just do this for 20 to 25 questions. Or if it's a slightly longer interview, you'll have all your content in one and then it's done. And then you can share it with your audience, because this same software allows you to change it into what I call the portrait. Portrait would be the size of your phone versus landscape, which is that's for TikTok and YouTube. Landscape would be a more traditional like LinkedIn. Now, fast forward 3 months of doing this, because Podmatch is so amazing. I was getting like two or three interviews a week, sometimes one every day. I had so much content that I was able to post multiple times on multiple platforms. I was able to really, really quickly grow my reach, get the time, focus, and energy of my market, and grow authority with this kind of shot of me being looked at. So there you go. That is the process to quickly grow your audience. Now, I do want to just, that's enough for most of you. But what I really want to do is explain what I liked to do with this. What I liked to do with this was create funnels. So the first thing I would do is I would create that content, and that would go out daily. I'd schedule it, or I'd manually upload it on multiple platforms. Now, the second thing I'd do that was really, really great is, maybe we're all familiar with the idea of a lead magnet. What's a lead magnet? A lead magnet would be a PDF or a very simple document that teaches your market something that you give them in exchange for their email or phone number, or maybe just give them on social media in a message to help develop your expertise and gain more time and focused energy. So I took all of the videos and I created, let's say I've got 25 videos. I would take those 25 videos and I would call it the non-lead generation expert's guide to lead generation without chasing clients. Just an example. And then I'd do a quick intro. Here is a 25-step process to getting better at lead generation without watching lots of long videos on YouTube. And I would put on each page, you could do it web pages, but I like to put it in a PDF. I'd link to each video and just put the title below it. And there you have repurposed from your Podmatch interview, you have repurposed into all your social media content, 1 month of content in 1 hour. You have two or three lead magnets that you can then send to people on social media and distribute around platforms. And that goes on top of all the amazing benefits of using Podmatch anyway, which, by the way, what we found is people would link to our website when they did the interview. So our search engine ranking went up. What does that mean? When people type my name, I went to the top because there's lots of people with my name. It started appearing at the top. People started referring me. People started seeing me more. And all in all, my business was able to grow without hiring an expensive team and without having to learn loads and loads and loads of technology. So there we go. That was the guide to getting 1 month of content in 1 month. I hope that's been enjoyable for you. Have a wonderful day. Podmatch has changed my life. It's changed my business. Really, really helped us to get up and running in the States. I really hope it does the same for you. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/218. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.